Good morning, everyone. Today is the 24th of May, 2022. It's Tuesday morning early. It's about 2:45 in the morning here. And any of you that have followed me over the years know that I do not do well. I do not sleep well in hotel rooms, motel rooms. And I'm at a Super 8 motel in Cameron, Missouri today. We're up northwest Missouri overseeing some of our work on our rental property, and I really didn't want to come up here yesterday, but God ordained that we have to do so. So we're here. But I was commenting to my son a while ago, sometimes with the passage of time, things get better. Sometimes with the passage of time, things get worse. But in the King James Version of the Bible, the word distresses are used 8 times. And five times they're used in the book of Psalms, and 2 times they're used in Corinthians. Most of the times that distresses are used in the Psalms are very similar in each verse. I'll read them to you. Psalm 25:17. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. O bring thou me out of my distresses. Psalm 107:6. Then they cried unto the Lord in their troubles, and he delivered them out of their distresses. Psalm 107:13. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. Psalm 107:19. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. And then Psalm 107:28. Then they cried unto the Lord in their troubles, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. Well, then in Corinthians 6:4. But in all things, approving ourselves as the ministers of God, in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, and in distresses. And then finally, 2 Corinthians 12:10. Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. Well, you may be going through some distresses in your own life right now. Well, just realize you're not alone, okay? We all have certain things we have to go through that we don't necessarily enjoy. It's not it's not the road that we would have chosen. And that even gives further evidence of the fact that we do not have a free will. For if I had a free will, I wouldn't be up in Super 8 in Cameron, Missouri right now. If I had a free will. But you know, in all the things that we have to go through, God is with us. Underneath us are his everlasting arms, regardless of whether it's health issues, whether it's something in business that we have to deal with, whether it's maybe getting a vehicle fixed, maybe getting your house fixed, something with your house, something to do with your relatives. We have all kind of issues in our life that we have to deal with on a daily basis. So it's great comfort for the Christian to know that all of these things are ordained by God. And in Romans 8:28, where it says that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord and to them who are the called according to his purpose, we don't necessarily have to have to think what we're going through is good, but it says specifically that all things work together for good. They work together for good. So, this morning, be encouraged if you're going through some things, and maybe with the passage of time, things will get better. Maybe with the passage of time, things will get worse. Who knows? I do believe that we are living in perilous times, and I don't think overall, you know, in terms of the culture that we find ourselves in, that things are going to get better. They seem to progressively spiral downwards, you know. You know, Paul Harvey did this speech one time talking about, you know, seeing the good in everything and everything. Well, sometimes it's hard to see the good when we see total debauchery and immorality in our society. It's really hard to see the good, isn't it? But we find our good, in the only one and true God, the one who said that I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. The man that Paul referred to as the only mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. The man that we refer to as our Savior, Redeemer, and King. So, anyway, I just wanted to encourage everyone. If you get discouraged or you're going through distresses, take one day at a time. Sometimes we have to take 1 hour at a time. Sometimes we have to take 1 minute at a time, don't we? But God will provide for us those things that we have need of. May the good Lord be with you today in a special way is my prayer. God bless.